Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio. You're listening to Bulletproof with Ari Fuld.
Welcome to Bulletproof. This is Ari Fuld on Israel News Talk Radio. You're listening to the live weekly show where I come on, I discover, expose, and of course destroy all anti-Israel propaganda lies that are spread throughout the world, online, offline, in the papers, TV, and everyone else. I want to remind everyone the phone lines are now open in North America. The number is 301-768-4841. That's 301-768-4841. In Israel, the number is 02-6500-151. That's 02-6500-151. The live chat room is now on and live. So hit that orange button at the top of the screen and I will try to answer your questions and opinions live here on the show. I want to remind everyone that I'm coming to the United States of America in February on a speaking tour. I'll be hitting the West Coast at the beginning of February, moving down to Texas, down to Florida, and then straight up to the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. If you're in any of those areas, contact me if you'd like to host something in your community, in your synagogues, your churches, your schools, or universities, Israel advocacy, and of course, supporting IDF soldiers. Get in touch with me, Ari Fuld, on Facebook or on email, arifuld@gmail.com. Today we have a very exciting show. We're going to be talking about a woman who has been threatened by the Muslim Brotherhood. She's been threatened by Hamas. She's been starred on all the radical Islamic websites, and you will not believe what she did on the Temple Mount. Oh, and did I mention that she's not even Jewish? You are simply not going to believe what this woman, who naturally, let's say, doesn't have really anything to do with the State of Israel. Now she's actually part of the State of Israel, but she naturally doesn't have anything to do with the State of Israel, how she put her life on the line, what she's up against, and why is she doing what she's doing to protect the Jewish state. We're going to be talking about Trump's latest fiasco and, of course, what is going on in Israeli politics. The left, again, is trying to upseat Netanyahu through undemocratic means. This is what the left wing does. They scream democracy, democracy, and they try to rape democracy by ousting the prime minister, even though he's been elected prime minister now for, what is it, 11, 12 years. The left cannot win an election. So in order to win, they do it in undemocratic means. We're going to talk about their latest attempts at switching the government in undemocratic means. I'm going to remind everyone, standing together, still supporting IDF soldiers. I'm going to put the links on the chat room. So if you are on there, you can check out the links as soon as we finish with the break. Don't forget, share this out right now on your Facebook and Twitter. Invite your friends and family in. We'll see you back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Always challenging the status quo. Hello, I'm Rod Bryant on Beyond the Matrix here at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. I want to encourage you to listen each week, every Wednesday at the same time, for an amazing show that will challenge you, inform you, and inspire. News, views, and wisdom for the nations. Here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Don't forget, Beyond the Matrix every week, Wednesday, here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
Listening to Bulletproof with Ari Fuld.
Welcome back to Bulletproof. You are listening to Israel News Talk Radio, and this is Ari Fuld. The phone lines are now open, as is the chat room. So feel free to call in or leave your message, your questions on the chat room, and I'll try to answer them live here on the show. We have a very exciting show. I want to bring you up to date a little soon, but I want to bring you some Israel updates, some Israel news, which you have not heard in the regular media, for many different reasons. First of all, Shaarei Tzedek Hospital is happy to let everyone know that the security guard who was injured seriously in the terrorist attack in the central bus station in Jerusalem is being released today from the hospital. His health is good. He's not in any danger anymore, and he is going into rehab. And of course, his private information is being held private in order to keep his privacy safe. I want to bring you up some information. Again, some news reports you're not hearing over the news in America or England or Australia or wherever you're tuning in from. Of course, if you're on the chat room, say hello, let me know where you're calling in from. An Israeli car was pelted with bricks and boulders Next to Beit Omar. Beit Omar is by Gush Etzion, around 20 minutes away out of Jerusalem. The governor of Jenin, a PA city, a Palestinian Authority city, was caught with a gun in his hand. The gun actually belonged to an Israeli resident of Binyamina, a stolen gun in the governor's hand of Jenin. We have some more information that cars in Judea and Samaria have been pelted with stones in the Gush Etzion near the city of Hebron. And again, it goes on as well in the area of Benjamin and Binyamin, which is another area of Israel in Judea and Samaria. Burning tires were thrown onto the road at Jewish pedestrians who were driving by. We have more pelted stones at a bus, a children's bus that was going by the Avram Chaseno Junction, which is a little bit southwest of the city of Hebron. We have more pelted buses and cars and a Molotov cocktail bottle thrown at the El Khader Arab village, also in the Gush Etzion area. This is all news. This is happening today, people. Not last week, not over 3 months, today. There's a lot more reports. I'm not going to go through every one. Just want you to know that the news is not reporting anything that's going on in this country unless Israel reacts. All right, what I do want to speak about for a couple of minutes, and again, remember, I want to remind everyone, anytime you want to call in, the phone lines are open. I remind you again, if you are in the United States of America, it's 301-768-4841. In Israel, 02-650-0151. I want to go on a little bit what we went through over the last week and a half or so. Those of you, I'm sure, have heard about the horrific, horrific terrorist attack of a Muslim terrorist who shot up a father, a Jewish father, on his way home to his children and his family. 22 bullets were shot at the car, and the Jewish man was murdered in absolutely cold-blooded, left over his wife and six orphans. And of course, the Arabs are doing this with the justification of the Palestinian national fabrication. And no, the world does not go crazy. The world does not say, oh, you know, these people are terrorists, cold-blooded terrorists. No, they say, well, they have a right to oppose Israel's occupation. And again, the problem is the base is just not factual anymore. And I'm going to say this till I turn blue in the face, people. There is no occupation of Palestine. It's the moral bankruptcy of the world, of left-wingers. In terms of radical Islamic terrorists, they have no moral compass at all, but it's the moral bankruptcy of the rest of the world which can possibly fathom justifying, explaining, or putting any logic to the idea that somebody would shoot 22 bullets into a random car because the driver was Jewish and murder him in cold blood. By the way, the rabbi who was murdered actually worked as a first responder's medical team, saved both Arabs and Jews over the last 20 years. But again, no one cares about it. Okay, no one even reported this whole story. So not only did the terrorists get away, the Hamas organization, terrorist organization, obviously praised the operation, and the PA, the Palestinian Authority, led by the terrorist in the suit, Abbas Abu Mazen, called it a successful operation where a settler was killed. Unfortunately, Israel is still holding these people up to some kind of partnership, leaving the status quo of leaving them in charge of areas. Now, the result of leaving these terrorists in charge is influx of weaponry in Gaza Strip. We don't know how many missiles are there anymore. Into the West Bank, into the Judea and Samaria, excuse my language. We don't know how many weapons and guns and whatnot and grenades are being brought in. We know that ISIS is getting their hands onto the Gaza Strip as well. In Judea and Samaria, we have no idea what's flying in the Arab villages. And simply because the Israeli Stockholm syndrome, like, you know, let's feel bad for our enemies. We don't get too involved. We don't make them too upset. Let them have freedom of movement and freedom of everything else. We have lost total track of what's going on in those areas. Eventually, war will break out, and then we're going to pay a dear price for that. I'm willing to put money on that. The same thing happened on the Temple Mount, obviously, where two Israeli policemen were shot dead, execution style, and Israel immediately did the logical thing and put metal detectors up, like we have walking into the Western Wall, like you have everywhere, walking into malls in Israel. And because a radical Islamic terrorist demanded with violence to take him down, Israel gave in. Now, they spoke about some kind of secret weapon, some kind of secret, camera system that's going up. But I don't know. I know that I don't know more about security than people in the security offices here in Israel. But it's not really about the cameras. It's about the impression you give the terrorists. When you let terrorists win or even think they won, you are causing their strength. You're causing their buildup of strength, of motivation to kill more people. So Israel's got to stop playing this victim game and start taking control. Yes, metal detectors should go up. They want to riot. They want to stay off the Temple Mount. Get off the Temple Mount. They want to shut the lights, you know, out of like a demonstration to the metal detectors going up at the time. They shut the lights in the Temple Mount. Good riddance. Keep them off, baby. Right? But no, Israel apologized. We're the victim. We have to do it. Israel loves to say that in our holding back is strength. There's no strength in holding back. There's no strength in having a Jewish soldier getting smacked in the face by some little terrorist and we not arrest you. There's no strength in that. It's stupidity. It's dishonor. And again, like I love Churchill said, you had a choice between dishonor and war. You chose dishonor and you will have war. That is the same that's going to happen in Israel. Israel is choosing dishonor with this false narrative of peace. And at the end of the day, war will come. The only difference between war today and war in another 10 years is that the Arabs will be filled with weapons, and we're going to have to deal with that at that time. All right, let's go on a little bit to other news. The Trump fiasco this week. Trump seemed to call certain countries peoples, and everybody's up in arms and crazy. I love these lefties who put on their articles all the time about the fact that people who curse more are more intelligent. But when the Trump says it, it's all out. Now, Trump said in a private – if he said it, by the way, in a private discussion. Right? If he said it, it's being reported, he denies it. And generally, Trump doesn't deny things, right? So true or not, it's totally irrelevant to me. All right, we know that Biden, you know, cursed out Obama's plan in public. No one cared, right? But when Trump says something in private, beep holes, everyone goes crazy. Well, here's what I have to say. And the same thing is happening in Israel, right? So they have refugees or asylum seekers or financial, you know, people want to come to America for a better life from these different countries. Trump says we're going to send them back. The left-wing dingbats, the left-wing snowflakes all scream, oh, you can't do that. They're going to die in their country. But then when Trump calls these countries bleep holes, they all say, oh, you're racist. They're so hypocritical, the left. It's just hilarious. If he said it in private, I have no problem. Okay, we're talking about countries that are corrupt to the core, countries where people are dying in the streets, where there's hungry and they're hungry and there's no money to be anywhere, and the government is corrupting and stealing money right and left. What are you talking about? What? All right, so you use bad language. I mean, in a world, and I love how Hollywood gets involved, right? In a world where all movies, are about sex and foul language, okay, and old magazines are showing naked women to sell cars, right? Oh, the left talks about sexual harassment. Oh, they wear black dresses to the Golden Globes. Yeah, but their black dresses were practically not on. It's just totally, it's this feel-good, you know, feel-good, lucky, absolutely mean nothing kind of attitude, right? Wave a fake flag of sexual harassment as they stroll down the red carpet completely naked. No self-respect for their bodies, turning their bodies into objects. Everyone can stare at every part of their body. At the same time, they're screaming sexual harassment. And no, I'm not justifying guys who sexually harass because the women are just naked, okay? My view of people who sexually harass, people who rape, they should be castrated and killed. All right, but that has nothing to do – I take that from Ben Shapiro, by the way. That has nothing to do with the fact that you shouldn't walk around yourself naked and then demand respect. And when it comes to Trump, okay, these countries that he's talking about are crap holes, okay? He didn't say the people are not good. He didn't say Haitians are not nice people. He said the countries suck. That's what he said. Excuse my language. All right? Now, maybe some of you don't think so, and I don't think Haiti is one of the only countries that's talking about it. I don't know Haiti, all right? When I go on the vacation, I'll let you know. But the point is, these countries are a horrific state, not the people. He didn't say the people are bums. But the left, like the left, like the left, always trying to ride that train, trying to get Trump out. Same thing the left in Israel, trying to upseat Netanyahu through undemocratic means. Of course, Oprah gets up and gives her speech comparing herself to 1964 when blacks were raped. What are you talking about? You multi-$100 million woman who made all your money in Hollywood that pushes sexual behavior right and left. You're the same thing as a black woman raped in 1964 America? Are you kidding with me? So now they want her to run for president. What a joke. Why not? The woman is very successful. She's a smart woman. She's not a dumb woman, but she's in showbiz for all her life. She is fit to run for president because why? But again, it's the left wing. Let's go feel good about nothing. That's what it is. Let's clap our hands. Let's get all excited about a woman who's been running a show host for whatever amount of 35, 40 years. And a very good show, by the way. And she gives a lot of charity throughout the world. What makes her fit to be president? Just because she's left. That's all it is. But I love the pictures that I saw of her kissing. What's his name? Mr. Bernstein? Not Bernstein. What's the guy's name who sexually harassed women? Again, it's total hypocrisy. The left will never bring anything good to the world. Okay? It's hypocrisy. Not because their beliefs are not good, because their beliefs are not real. Their beliefs are not real. So Trump calls countries real. We're in big trouble. He calls them crap holes. The left goes crazy and they're foul mouthed all over the social media when it about Trump. It's total hypocrisy. Personally, I think Trump did a great job. Again, I wouldn't want Trump marrying my daughter. He's married, but I'm seeing if he was her age. So that's not what we're talking about. But Trump doesn't beat around the bush. He says like it is. And so far, I've got nothing to complain about. All right, we're going to be back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. We have a special guest coming on. You will not believe what this woman did on the Temple Mount and why she's been threatened by Hamas. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
This is Shai Ben-Tekoa, and each week I'll be webcasting to you from Judea, origin of the word Jew, a people besieged and beleaguered in every generation. Nazi Germany's but a memory, but in its place the world invented the phantom Palestinians as this generation's internationally authorized Jew killers. Tune in for a different slant on life in Israel, Phantom Nation, every Monday.
You're listening to Bulletproof with Ari Fuld.
Welcome back to Bulletproof. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio, and this is Ari Fuld. We have an amazing guest coming on in a couple of seconds. I just want to give her a little intro, because when she's on, she'll be all embarrassed and giggling about me giving her such a positive intro. This woman, you know, she's not Jewish, and she really has nothing. She's going to hate me for saying this. She has nothing like inborn connected to this country. Religion, yes, but not, she's not Jewish. We'll explain that in a second. Not only is she here, now she's fighting for Israel. She has literally been threatened. She has literally had her life threatened, not once, not twice. Now, when most people have their life threatened, right, and they don't really have anything to do with the thing that they're getting life threatened for, they run away, they leave, they go. I don't need this. No. Not only did she not leave, she doubled her activity. She went back up on the Temple Mount. So I don't want to tell you what she did, because I want to tell in her own words. Jane Keel, better known a.k.a. as Jerusalem Jane. Jane, are you here?
Shalom, Ari. Hi.
Shalom, Jane. Welcome to Bulletproof. So great to have you on here.
Thank you for having me back.
So let's just, again, maybe people don't remember that you were on here before. Give a little background. Where are you from? You know, who are you? Before we get to Israel and your fight for Israel, who are you? Where are you from?
I'm just a boring, small-town Danish girl, born and raised in Denmark, grew up in a Christian family. And several years ago, I gave up everything I had, and I packed my bags, and I arrived in Israel with a suitcase, not knowing what to do, how to live or what to do here, just knowing that someone has to come and do what God is commanding us to do, and that is to comfort my people.
Okay, well, all right, let's go back. It's not your people. What do you mean your people?
You know what? If you believe in God and you believe in the Bible, it's not a buffet. It's not like you can say, oh, I like this, I do this. This thing is not for me. So when God is saying, comfort my people, and I believe in God, I feel like he's speaking to me. And growing up in Denmark, watching the mainstream media being horrendous towards Israel and lying and always blaming Israel, I've just felt like, you know what, someone has to do what God says to do, and that's comfort my people when they are always facing all of these lies and propaganda and anti-Semitism and hate and murder.
Okay, so let's move forward a little bit. So you decided to pick up and leave Denmark and come to this little country called Israel, and your plans were?
I didn't have any plans. That's the crazy part.
Okay, so you arrived in Israel, and what'd you find?
Heat. I found a little country with palm trees and heat. And then I actually found that the Jewish people are the most helpful and compassionate people that I have ever met, even though all the obstacles that you're facing and all the hate. I felt like coming home. I can't explain it, but for me, coming to Israel and putting my feet on holy ground, which it is for me when I believe in the Bible, coming here and starting to connect with the Jewish people and talk to the Jewish people and having Jewish people coming up to me literally every week saying, what the beep are you doing here? It's not safe. And don't you know the rest of the world hates us and they're telling us what to do and not to do. So why are you here? And I was like, you got to be kidding me. Is that how the Jews feel? Well, I wish there were a million people doing what I'm doing.
Okay, so let's, all right, so what you did, you're here, you started your activism on Facebook. You have a Facebook page called, what's it called?
Israel One Nation.
Israel One Nation. Now, I hope everybody's sitting. How many people are following you on that page?
I think it's about 146,000.
146,000 people are following on that page. Okay, so things were going great. You were on Facebook and that, and then things got a little bit hot. Things got very heated, right? Well, how long ago did that happen on the Temple Mount?
Well, there has been several incidents now. The first one was, 3 years ago. What happened was that I didn't know who about the Temple Mount. I didn't have anyone tell me about the Temple Mount or the significance of Temple Mount until I moved here and I was staying with a British family. And the lady in the house was saying, Jane, do you know about the Temple Mount? And I said, I don't know. So I said, you know what, let me find out why is this such a hot potato, as we say in Danish, you know. So I started going to the Temple Mount, and at that time we had all the Muslim women covered in black and the screaming children spitting and cursing and throwing rocks at the Jewish people. And I felt like I was in a war zone, and I was thinking, what is going on? I thought this was a house of prayer. I thought it was the Temple Mount. I thought that this was a holy place for the Arabs. And they're harassing Jews in a way that I was appalled. So I actually started making videos and
when you said they're arresting Jews, I want to explain to everyone out there that because the Waqf is the guy in charge, he's the brood squad, he's the radical Islamic terrorist, does not want Jews praying on the Temple Mount. So instead of Israel, as we say on the street, flipping them the bird and say, excuse me, sir, this is our holy place, we're praying there. Israel's actually upholding that policy that if any Jews dare even whisper a prayer, they're literally taken down, arrested, and thrown off the Temple Mount. So this is what you witnessed.
I saw that, and the, just the harassment of the Jewish people. And I had Arabs coming up to me because I looked like a blonde tourist, saying, can we show you around and welcome to Palestine? And I had someone coming up to me saying, you don't have to worry, you are a Christian, we don't harass you, just the Jews. And the Jews are coming up here to stone the police. I mean, every time I came up there, I had the most horrific lies and propaganda told to me by Arab guides on the Temple Mount, even children. And when tourists are coming to Israel and they don't know the truth about this place and they hear these lies, that's what they're going home to tell to the world. So I started making my videos and I was like, you got to be kidding me. Someone needs to show what's going on. And what really changed was I saw one Friday, 75,000 Arabs flat on their face with a Hamas flag, PLO flag, screaming death to the Jews. And I felt like, this is God's holy hill. I mean, there was a first and a second temple. If they can have rallies for terrorists on the Temple Mount screaming death to the Jews, I'm going to go on the Temple Mount, which is God's holy hill, and I'm going to sing the Shema Israel. And I did that, and I put that on video. I did that, I think, 3 times now. And then, yeah, like you said, everything changed.
Well, what changed? What happened? leave that part out. What happened?
Well, that video was picked up. The first video was picked up by Al-Quds, which is a huge Arab news site. And they called me a Jewish spy, and they shared the video. They wrote an article that I was a Jewish spy, and I encouraged Jewish people.
Are you in the Mossad?
What?
Are you in the Mossad?
No, I'm not, actually. I'm not. But I don't know what they thought. But anyway, there were articles written about me. The videos were shared on Arab news site, and many threats on social media towards me and my person to cut my tongue and cut my throat and go find her. And, what can you do?
Unreal. So I know that you got letters and you got stuff. And I mean, I know I've seen the stuff. It's just unbelievable. So now let this go forward. Well, we know that, that in terms of the Temple Mount, we know that what's going on in there, but let's look at the macro problem in terms of what's going on in the world. How do you explain the world siding with these Muslims against Israel?
You know what? I We are living in a world that I sometimes feel is turned upside down, where the lie has become truth and truth has become lie. And it's not new, Ari, and I don't have to tell you as a Jew, if we look down through history, how the Jewish people has been hunted, persecuted, and killed just for being Jewish. And I listened to you now, just spoke about the horrific terrorist attack that happened a few days ago with this father of six, was just plainly executed, 22 bullets. Did the world care? Did the world share about it? Did the world share when Daphne Meir was murdered in front of her children in her own home? No, for whatever reason. And you know, this is what I'm saying when I try to educate the world. There was never a Palestinian state. There's not a Palestinian people. This is all lie and propaganda.
You radical, you racist.
I'm telling the truth.
Sometimes you don't want to pay, right? This is what they do. They flood you with name calling because they can't handle the fact. It happens all the time, right?
I know. That's what I'm facing. And that's also why they are threatening me. But you know what? I didn't come to Israel to be a coward. I didn't come to be quiet. I didn't just run away with the tail between my legs because they are threatening me. We know the truth. We know the history of this nation. And just because a lot of Arab countries are voting in the United Nations and UNESCO, and then the world passed these horrific resolutions trying to strip the Jewish identity from this country, that's never going to change the fact that you have been here for thousands of years and Jerusalem was the capital of Israel for 3,000 years. So when we, and I speak, you know, like me, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm trying to educate the world because the Palestinian lie, the narrative has been told so many times that it has become truth. And that is why everybody's talking about occupation and there has to be a two-state solution,
Right, so you know, 100%. What I'm going to do, because we're going to go for a break soon, but we're going to continue talking about after the break, which I want to hear your perspective. You see the way that Israel is behaving. In other words, the rules and the things that were, you know, even the Israeli policy towards the Arabs of a two-state solution and giving them this and giving them that. I want to hear your perspective as a quote-unquote outsider. You're not really an outsider anymore because, you know, you're coming to citizenship, but I want to hear your perspective as a non-Jewish person coming to Israel, and you're watching the Israeli government, the Jewish Israeli government, making, you know, giving in to Arabs. I want to hear your opinion when we get back from the break in terms of how you look at the Israeli policy towards our enemies. I'm sure it frustrates you just as much as it frustrates anyone else, but we're going to do that when we get back. I want to remind everyone that the chat room is open, and so is the phone line. So if you want to ask Jerusalem Jane a question, feel free. And on the chat room, I will be putting information on how you can send your love and support to IDF soldiers. And when we get back, we're going to give you some more information about that. Don't go anywhere. Come right back.
Hello, I am Walter Bingham. If you want to hear the news behind the news and the true perspective on world affairs, then the Walter Bingham File is the program for you. We bring you interviews with the movers and shakers, political commentaries, and on-the-spot reports of events as they happen. All here every Tuesday, 4 p.m. Israel time, 9 a.m. Eastern time. And it's all archived on our website. Make it a date.
Listening to Bulletproof with Ari Fuld.
Welcome back to Bulletproof. You're listening to Ari Fuld and Jerusalem Jane. Jane Keeley here on Israel News Talk Radio. I just want to read some of the comments out on our chat room. Guest 654 writes, "Not a Jew, huh? By any realistic, honest definition, your guest is a Jew." They wrote it in capital letters. I'm not sure if he's trying to insult you or not, Jane. I'm not sure. There's more to it than a halachic genealogy. There are plenty of certified types running around masquerading but aren't Jews. I have no clue what he's talking about. Jane is Christian. I mean, she might be Jewish in her soul, but she's Christian. So, no, she's not Jewish. Again, I want to remind everyone, if you'd like to ask Jane a question, really, it's really unbelievable that she's here fighting, running her own life on the line. So if you want to ask her a question, the lines are open. It's North America 301-768-4841. 301-768-4841 in Israel, 02-6500-151. That's 02-6500-151. And you want to just say thank you to Jane for doing what she's doing for Israel. If you have any questions, feel free to call in. All right, Jane, you're still on the line, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so look, You know my activity online on Facebook, you know, always trying to get the truth of Israel out there. I've become very frustrated. And I want to tell you why. You know, there's a story of the emperor's new clothes. Have you ever heard this story? Right? They said
I think it was written by a Dane.
Well, there you go. Right? The emperor, they said, oh, he needs new clothes. And they're his tailors, they don't know what to do. And on the day they just come out, they give him, here's your new clothes. And there's nothing there. And they said to the emperor, no, you don't see it. It's very special clothes. Only special people can see it. And of course, he says, ah, I see the clothing. And he puts on nothing. He goes out naked like the day he was born. And his subjects, you know, look at him. Oh, my God. And he says, I'm wearing a brand new suit. And only very special people can see it. And all of a sudden, subjects, you know, saying, oh, I must be special. Oh, it's so beautiful. And the whole town is complimenting the emperor on his new clothes, which he's stark naked. And the little innocent boy is running down the street. He goes, oh, you're all crazy. Look at him. He's stark naked. I feel like that boy sometimes. You know, the whole world is talking about two-state solutions, talking about peace and occupation, all these buzzwords. And I kind of say, are you all crazy? And they all point their finger and they know, you're crazy. So I understand why the world is acting like that. But more frustrating to me, Jane, is Israeli policy. In other words, why are we still going along with that two-state solution? Now, you're coming from the outside. And you see the Jewish country, the Jewish people, the Jewish nation acting in some kind of apologetic ways to our enemies. What do you have to say about that? I know what I got to say about it, but you, seeing it from the outside, what do you think about that?
I think there's a lot more going on here. First and foremost, the world is deaf, dumb, and blind. They have no clue. They are just saying a two-state solution because that's what they think they should say. They don't know that that's not going to happen, it is physically not possible. The Arabs are just out now actually saying, the Palestinians are out now saying that they're going to call for a one-state solution in response to Trump's Jerusalem move. They don't want a two-state solution. The Arabs don't want a two-state solution. They never wanted a two-state solution. You cannot find one single map that shows two states. This is not about land. This is about the Jewish people.
Right, or split Jerusalem, by the way. There's no such thing as East and West Jerusalem ever in history.
Exactly.
Right? The Jordanians took it over, and they didn't allow Jews to come to the old city. So I love how people use that. East and West Jerusalem, like it's some kind of like, yeah, you know, ancient time split. It's completely ludicrous. So
for the Arabs, the problem is that you exist. That is going all the way down through history. They don't want a two-state solution. They want a one-state solution. The Israeli government, and make no mistakes, or I'm a big supporter of Benjamin Netanyahu. I believe he's chosen for this time to lead this country. And he is sitting in the hottest chair in the world where everybody wants to tell him to do. I think he's very, very wise. There's a lot going on behind the scenes that we don't know. I think Benjamin Netanyahu is playing the game. And I think he's playing the game very, very well. He knows what the world wants to hear. He knows they want to hear about the two-state solution, and there are money coming in, and there's a lot more going on. He's playing the game. Why? Because he knows this will never happen. There will never be a two-state solution because what the Arabs want, hopefully, God forbid, the Israeli government will never agree to. So.
Yeah, but Netanyahu has given away, like, places like Hebron, you know.
That is horrible. And I hope when he said that he has learned his lessons and he's not going to do that anymore, I truly, truly hope he means that. And I think he knows, like I said, this is not about land. You can give what they want right now. Are they going to be happy clappy and be satisfied? No, they are not. They are going to take you like a salami, inch by inch, piece by piece. So there will never be peace. You cannot negotiate peace with someone who actually doesn't even recognize your right to exist.
It would sound logical, right? Jane, it sounds like, hello, like what am I not understanding here? And it's just simply unbelievable that, forget the world, Israelis don't understand that. So my question to you is the following. You know, I'm sure you know that I'm a very proud, proud, proud Jew, very proud Jew, and a very strong fight. What advice would you give to the Jewish people who are, we're always apologizing. We're always apologizing. It's like, it drives me crazy, you know? If you had to give a piece of advice to the Jewish people right now, you know, how to just stop this downfall of apologetic terrorism, what would you say?
Hold your head up high and be proud and don't apologize for anything. You don't owe anybody anything. This is your God-given nation that God gave to you as an eternal covenant. The world has bought into a lie that you are occupying this country, which is the biggest deception and the biggest lie ever told. So you fight. And that's really my opinion. You fight for what is yours. You don't give in to any demands. You don't give in to any pressure of giving up lands. And if there are terrorist attacks like we saw now in Judea and Samaria, you build even more houses. That is the only solution. And the fact is, your enemy, if you are weak, they beat you. You cannot be weak towards the Arabs, towards the Muslims. You have to be strong. You have to stand for truth and for justice. Israel is standing for truth and justice. Israel is the biggest blessing to the world. Look at all the amazing things that's coming out of this nation. Look at all the things the world is, or the people are using around the world that is coming out of this nation. Stop apologizing for anything. You have nothing to apologize. The Jewish people just want to live in peace.
Jane, I think you should write a Facebook post just with that message, and I will certainly share it all over the place, including here on Israel News Talk Radio. So from your mouth to everybody's ears, and your blessings to God's ears, obviously, and let's hope that we'll see the Jewish nation standing up strong for what's right and what's ours, and let's hope in this year to come, we'll see the building of the third Beit HaMikdash, third temple, which, by the way, the end game for the Jewish people is a third temple will be built and will be a house of prayer for all nations. And I'm sure that you're certainly going to have a good seat over there, because if there was anyone fighting for Jewish rights on the Temple Mount, it's certainly been you. So I want to thank you for all your support you're giving Israel. I want to thank you for taking the time to come on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great day, Jane.
Thank you.
Take care. For those of you just listening to Jerusalem Jane here, I put her her Facebook on the chat room right now. The link is right there. So feel free to check her out on the Facebook Israel One Nation if you want to write it down there. Again, I see that there are people giving comments in terms of comments about Jane. She said she's a Jew in essence. And she said calling her a Jew is a compliment. The certified noon Jews are the J Street crowd. So someone's saying that she has a Jewish soul. Fantastic. So I want to thank Jane for coming on. And again, for those of you who want to follow her, really exciting stuff, check out her Facebook page. Okay. Those of you stuck around here, listen, there are basic tenets that you have to be arguing with when you're defending Israel. And I'd say the basic five, okay? Number one, Israel never occupied Palestine. Period. End of story. I always say, if anyone gives me any of these questions that are wrong, I'll raise a Palestine flag on my house. Number two, there was never an Arab entity, state, country, nation called Palestine before 1948. That's number two. Number three, Jerusalem was never an Arab capital in the history of the world. Number four, Jerusalem was never even a Muslim holy city at all. The only holy in the city of Jerusalem was on the Temple Mount, where they built the mosque, which was originally called Beit al-Mukdash, which in English is Beit HaMikdash, which means the Jewish holy temple. So you have those five things that you can work with. Beyond that, there's nothing they can hold against you. No occupation. Jerusalem was never there. Jerusalem was never a holy city. The Temple Mount belongs to the Jews. And I don't remember the fifth one anymore. But that's basically what it is. Stand up for truth. And again, all that evil needs to succeed is that the moral people keep silent, and you cannot keep silent. So I want to thank everyone for listening weekly to the show. I want to remind everyone that I am coming to the States on a speaking tour in February. I'll be there for 2 weeks, going west to East Coast. So if you are in the States and you want to set something up in your community, I can only promise you it'll be a knock your socks off event there. Be in touch with me on Facebook. I left my my Facebook on the chat room. You can look me up. It's Ari Fold, A-R-I, F like France, U, L like London, D like Denmark. Check me out, send me a message, and let's try to get something set up in your community. And of course, join me as I continue to say thank you and show appreciation to the men and women of the IDF who are constantly fighting the terrorists who are trying to bring death and destruction to Israel. Again, I put the link up on the chat room. If you're not on the chat room, you want to check it out, check out the website www.stogether, S like standing, stogether.org. That's www.stogether.org. What we're doing is we're running campaigns to give them everything from financial support. We have actually a huge truck that travels out to all the training areas where IDF soldiers are training hard to make sure to keep the terrorists at bay. And we go out there, we make them everything from fresh, hot Belgian waffles to pancakes to ice cream to cold drinks to coffee. You can't imagine how happy they are. You can check out on my Facebook the videos that we have of these soldiers. We are now buying a new truck, which is now full kitchens inside. And of course, we are looking for partners for that if you want to name the truck even after your own family. do send me a message. But I will be coming to the States on a speaking and a fundraising tour for that. And I hope to meet some of my listeners when I do come to North America. For those who are not living in North America, you're living in other areas, if you want to set something up in your country, just shoot me a line and we will try to set that up wherever you're coming in from. I want to just remind everyone, you know, before we finish the show, that it's not just about defending Israel. When it comes to me, I'm Jewish. I know that I have a religious, national, and historic right here. But the rest of the world, defending Israel is not about that. Defending Israel is about defending truth, defending justice. We all know the truth is with Israel. We all know justice is with Israel. Look around the Middle East, there's no question about that. So when you defend Israel, you're not just defending the Jewish people, which we'd like to have, you're defending truth. God bless everyone from the beautiful rolling hills of Judea, Israel. We'll see you next week. This is Ari Fold on Bulletproof.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candle lighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio. Straight talk from Israel.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.